Welcome to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out with Julie Caraccio. Every Tuesday at 1 p.m., hear easy-to-implement tips on decluttering all areas of your life, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic. Learn how to release clutter and get organized to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire. An award-winning professional organizer and coach, Julie is passionate about supporting people in clearing clutter so they can share their gifts with the world and live a more joyful and fulfilling life.
Hey everyone, it's time for a giveaway. Adam Levine, not the guy from Maroon 5, but the creator of Rapid Gift Bag, has generously donated a Rapid Gift Bag for one lucky winner. You can listen to my review, it's a December bonus, or watch on YouTube. This giveaway is for all of November, so you have up until the 30th to enter. To be entered, simply rate and write a review of Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Once you've done that, email julie@reawakenyourbrilliance.com with your name and where you reviewed our podcast, iTunes, Stitchers, TuneIn, etc. Once verified, you'll be entered to win. Drawing is December 1st. Good luck, everyone! Hey, everyone. For November's bonus, we're going to do something fun. Nacho Igarte, and I'm going to have him repronounce his name for you, invited me to be a part of his October Women's Month, where he interviews professional organizers in America and Mexico. I'm going to have him tell you a little bit more about this wonderful project he does. Nacho also has been interviewed on Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out, and he did a wonderful podcast on clutter-free traveling. So I encourage you to check that out as well. So we're going to start off. Nacho, tell us about this wonderful project that you do every October.
Hi, Yuli. I'm so thrilled to be here talking to you. This project became to life 3 years ago. I was wondering, what can I do to empower women? So I decided to interview some women I know, and they share me their stories about what I think is success. Not precisely about talking about money, but you know, all kind of success in life, like struggling with cancer, breast cancer, or having problems working with men, and so on. That way, last year, I decided not only do this with women in Mexico, also with four professional organizers in America. So I now have the opportunity to interview women in Mexico, four of them, and four professional organizers in United States. In this case, you.
Well, thank you. I was honored that you picked me. And so let's get started. I thought you had wonderful questions. And the other reason why I wanted to do this for a podcast is, well, at the end, give the website so people can go to check out all the interviews. But I think it's so helpful to have different perspectives from people. And not only that, but to be inspired, because I believe we all have our gifts to share. We all have crosses to bear, or as I like to say, things that we're exploring in this lifetime. And so to show people, you know what, no matter what your obstacles, you can overcome it. You can be successful.
Yeah, that's right. So let's start with the first question. Who is Julie Caraccio?
Well, I'm a coach, professional organizer, writer, speaker, host of the Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out podcast, and interviewer. Just as importantly, I'm a wife to Tony, mommy to rescued cat, black cat Joey, favorite auntie to Claire, Max, and Emma, animal lover and environmentalist, awesome baker, and lover of all things Italian and Hawaiian. Oh. I am a work in progress, always trying to become more aware and conscious to be the best woman I can be to reach my full potential.
That's terrific. Reawaken Your Brilliance is a peculiar name for an organizing business. Tell us about it.
When I first started my business in 2009, it was called Healing Through Organization. I named my business purposefully because I saw how people could heal their lives through getting organized. In 2011, I started an international internet TV show, Reawaken Your Brilliance, which focused on body, mind, and spirit topics. I interviewed a number of professional organizers, including Peter Walsh, The Fly Lady, and Geraldine Thomas. Through the show and my coaching and professional organizing, I found my focus begin to shift more on clearing clutter. When people remove clutter from the outside, it affected the inside and vice versa. I saw how mental, emotional, and spiritual clutter was a roadblock for people. This year, I decided to close down Healing Through Organization and move to Reawaken Your Brilliance. In a larger sense, I see everything that I do as supporting people in reawakening their brilliance. Professional organizing and coaching is a vehicle I use to accomplish that. When we release clutter in all its forms, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic, we can share our gifts with the world. We are all unique, amazing individuals, but most of us have forgotten that whether we falsely believed it, ourselves, or someone else, parent, friend, society, told us. I see my role in supporting people to clear clutter to remember their brilliance.
That's great. That's really, really great. Your approach to decluttering is unique. What kind of clientele do you work with?
I believe that we all attract whom we are meant to work with and trust my process and ability to ensure I work only with people that I can truly support. My clients are pretty diverse. I would say most see the connection between their outer world and inner worlds and how it creates clutter in their lives. They are tired of clutter and not living a life that makes them happy. They are choosing to make changes and move forward in their lives. I have also started coaching other professional organizers and really enjoy it. My philosophy is there's enough work for all of us and we can learn from each other and support everyone and the profession.
That's great, because we need to support each other as professionals. That's a really good approach. In order to be well physically, it's very frequent forget that we need to attend other aspects like mind and emotions. What is the importance of having a holistic point of view in decluttering?
It's been my experience and what I've seen working with clients that our outside environments are a direct reflection of what's going on the inside and vice versa. If you clean up the physical clutter, but still have lots of mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic clutter, you will most likely see the physical clutter again. As Jung said, what you resist persists. Not only does examining your mental, emotional, spiritual, and energetic clutter help you release what you don't need, it supports you in being happier and healthier. When we are unencumbered, we can live the life we choose. I want to live in a world where everyone is happy, healthy, and sharing their gifts. It's why I do what I do.
That's a great goal. You know, everyone should have that kind of goals in life. Have you had any funny anecdote doing an organizing project?
Well, at the moment it wasn't funny, but I can laugh about it now. I was on my very first job as a professional organizer and was organizing an entire home. I had completed a few rooms and was in the pantry. This was the biggest pantry I'd ever seen. I was standing in front of all of the shelving, becoming overwhelmed, and had a complete brain fart. I began to panic and remembered to breathe. There's a great book by Anne Lamott, Bird by Bird, and I recalled a line. Take it bird by bird, bud. I started sorting one item at a time, and within a few minutes, my brain fog cleared and I remembered how to organize. I am friends with this woman and her family today.
Oh, that's great. We need to take small steps and think clearly, one step at a time. And your anecdote is great for remind us that importance. So could you share with us an organizing tip?
Absolutely. Here's a favorite organizing tip that many have enjoyed. I'm a huge fan of being green. Go out and buy a case of wine to drink for yourself, give as hostess gifts, or donate to a charity fundraising event. Repurpose the empty box to organize. I keep my Christmas ornaments in mind. If they can keep the bottle safe, they will most likely protect what you store in them. The boxes are uniform for easy storage and usually colored so you don't have a visual clue as to what's stored there. Don't drink wine. Many large stores will give you boxes for free.
I'll drink the wine, that's for sure. A house is not always a home. How do you teach people to care about their places and turning them into homes they absolutely love?
I so agree with this sentiment, Nacho. One of the best compliments I have received is that our home feels good and people like spending time there. I encourage people to put themselves into the home. I love to travel, and anytime I travel, I pick up a piece of street art. Our home has pictures from all of our travels that remind us of fun times. Other ways I put myself into our home include color, photographs, and crystals. When you go into our garage, you sense creativity because this is where my husband stores all of his tools. I also encourage people to take care of their belongings. If that piece of pottery is important, honor it. Dust it and take care of it. If we don't take care of things, they can morph into clutter. Mm-hmm. I also suggest creating an area in your home that is a sacred space. Some people have an altar, an area of a room, or perhaps an entire room. Have this space be a place to express gratitude, find peace, and relax. Even if it is a chair in a room, have a space that is your sanctuary. I want to emphasize it isn't all about being photo ready or perfect. Joey has cat toys, scratchers, and beds all over the house. He is part of our family, and we honor that. To some, it may be messy, but to us, it's making space for Joey.
That's great, because not everybody can be Martha Stewart, for example. You know, it's yes. better having some really nice space, but as you say, not like ready for a magazine shoot. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know that. From your point of view, what's more important, things or the experiences?
Without a doubt, experiences. I believe many people use things in an attempt to fill something that is missing from their lives. Experiences enrich our lives. My coach uses everything in her home. How many of us can say that?
Not many of us. That's a woman to meet.
Yes, yes. I'm happy to make the introduction. She's wonderful.
Are you looking for information on how to get organized and reduce clutter? Have you wanted to hire a professional organizer, but it's not in your budget? Do you just need some quick professional advice on clutter or organization? Our clutter-free living classes and how to organize your life office hours support you in becoming free, moving forward, and achieving success. Learn more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com.
Okay. Is there any secret to achieve our goals in life?
I see this advice as foundational. You cannot separate your personal life from your professional life, so don't try to be someone you aren't. When I first started my business, I was the first professional organizer in North Carolina to specialize in being green. People told me I would be dead in the water before my business got any footing, but I couldn't change who I was. It ended up being a plus, and I won both a national and regional award for my work, as well as educating people. Had I listened to others? In my experience, when you follow your heart and honor who you are, it is easier for you to achieve your goals. You don't have to compromise, and you can achieve your goals with integrity. The goals feel right, not put upon. Your foundation was built properly, so everything you add is on strong footing.
Well, good to know. Stay true to yourself. It's a key. October Women came to life with the idea of showing a variety of women I consider successful and are role models, not only to other women, even men. What are your definitions on success and being a woman?
I think too often, at least in America and other industrialized nations, our definitions of success is focused on fame, money, awards. If that is how you define success, then what happens when it's gone or decreases? Because at some point that will happen.
Yeah.
My definition of success, in no particular order, is that I am a caring and productive citizen, making a difference in the lives of many, honor myself and my values, able to support myself and contribute to my family's income. I'm a good wife and cat mommy. I'm generally happy and healthy. I give back to others in my community, and I am aware of my limitations and always trying to do better. I'd have to say, I don't like to separate myself as a woman. I am a woman and I celebrate that, but prefer to look at female-male qualities. For example, many see listening as a female trait. If I didn't have that skill, I would not be a successful coach. Taking action or getting things accomplished tends to be viewed as a male value. I would not be a successful businesswoman if I didn't get things done. To me, it is about balancing the masculine and feminine qualities in me and knowing when to use them.
Yeah, it's so simple, really so simple to do that. And women should be prepared to accept that power they have, not being doubtful about it. Doing because they are strong enough as men. That's great. That's a reason why I put this kind of project to empower women, to let them know that they have the power, not only men.
And that's great. You're absolutely right, and I so appreciate doing this. So, Nacho, I think was that all the questions that we had covered.
Yes, I feel so blessed having you in this interview, over my blog, and now in your podcast.
Well, I'm so excited, and I want you to tell everyone, and again, Nacho did a podcast on clutter-free traveling. If you just go to the podcast, you can do a search, and you'll be able to find it quickly. But Nacho, please, well, before we have you tell where everyone can read the blog, I'm not letting you get away without giving a tip today, so you need to share a tip for people to clear clutter either on the inside or outside. I'll let you choose.
I think this tip could be applied to inside clutter or outside clutter. It's very simple. Always start small and keep it simple. If it's not simple, you can be overwhelmed. So try to keep it simple, giving one step at a time. If your case is overwhelming already, take baby steps. It's so easy, so simple. You don't have to look the whole ladder. You just need to put your first foot in the first step. That's simple.
That's wonderful. I think that's great advice. And then you don't feel overwhelmed. And again, just take that first step. It doesn't have to be huge, but move forward. So Nacho, share with us, how can people check out this blog and see my, not only my interview, but the other women that you are interviewing?
Okay, thank you, Julie. Well, you can go to nachoorganiza.com. It's my name, and Organiza, it's like organized, but in Spanish. So you can go there and check all the interviews, not only from this season of October Women, also the 2014 and 2013. 2014 and 2015, they've come in English and with a link to Spanish too. So you can go there, or you can use your Google translation application. So you can use both of them. So
wonderful. Now, is there anything that you've got going on that you'd like to share?
This has been a blast. I feel so blessed for having you, not only in the interview, as my friend. That's more important to me because you are a role model to other women and even to other fellow organizers. And that's great. It's huge for me.
I am completely honored that you asked me to do that and so appreciate, because I'm like you. It's all about the friendship. It's all about supporting one another. And my husband wants to go. We're going to have to meet Nacho. So I'm okay. working on a road trip to Mexico. Tony wants to go and visit the ruins. So we're in the process of putting that together.
Anytime you want, this is a welcoming country.
Well, we can't wait. And I learned, Nacho and I met through social media on Google Plus, and so I read his post, and so I'm working on my Spanish. One baby step at a time.
Yes, that's right. That's great.
All right, Nacho. Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Yuli. Anytime you want.
All right, everyone. Go out, be inspired. And check out Nacho's interview, not only with me, but all of the other wonderful women. Clear some clutter to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire.
Thanks for listening to Clearing the Clutter Inside and Out. Sign up for our newsletter and receive a free copy of our 10 clutter-free living tips. Ready to create the life you choose, deserve, and desire? Learn about Julie's services, including coaching, classes, affirmations, aromatherapy, and her unique How to Declutter Your Life course and more at reawakenyourbrilliance.com. Don't forget to subscribe and join us next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Remember, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.